Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Pearson. Welcome to a special edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory. This week on the broadcast, we are celebrating right along with the Southwest Believers Convention. It started Monday, and it goes through Saturday, August 8th in Fort Worth, Texas. And this year is a milestone because 2020 is our 40th Southwest Believers Convention. And Healing School has always been a significant part of this event. And Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have encouraged us to come and sit under the Word all week long and build our faith to receive healing. And it's been 40 years of victory, and today we focus on our victory of healing.
Healing School has been a part of the Southwest Believers Convention right from the beginning. God wants His people well, and we have seen His unchanging Word continue to bring wholeness into the lives of thousands over the decades.
But we have the love of God shed abroad in our heart. We have the Spirit of God indwelling us, and we have the Word of God available to us.
The Word does not return void, right? The Word of God is full of power.
As Ms. Gloria preached the Word, demonstrations with signs following took place.
But now, I can straighten up.
Let's
I couldn't do that before.
Let's see your sister in the name of Jesus. Oh.
I couldn't even do that.
She had a problem where her jaw would pop. Where during Healing School, she was moving her mouth and she realized it was gone. Her jaw's back in line.
Well, praise God.
Amen.
She says she's totally healed. Pain free. Pain free.
Healing is also being taught and experienced in Super Kid Academy and youth services. At any age, the power of God is present to heal. Healing School may not look like it did in the 80s, and Ms. Gloria's hair may have changed over the years, but the will of God to heal and His Word being preached in faith will never change.
I speak the healing power of God, the Jehovah God of our covenant, Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth thee. I speak in the name of that God, and I tell you to be healed.
Take it!
I am healed!
Open your Bibles with me tonight to Acts chapter 1. We will be looking at several verses of Scripture here at the beginning. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Jesus is speaking. But you shall receive power, the Greek word dunamis. You shall receive power. This is the same word later on in the book of Acts, the 10th chapter, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and dunamis, power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 3. Now, remember, Luke, the Holy Spirit used Luke the physician to write both the book under his name and the book of Acts. Luke chapter 3, verse 16. John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. The Holy Ghost and His glory. The purging, burning fire of God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesse, I love it. Glory to you. That Holy Spirit fire, Holy Ghost fire. Amen. Now then, let's go to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1. Oh, Lord Myrtle, he's going to preach the whole thing tonight. Yeah. In the beginning, God. That's a good place to stop right there. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Other translations say, He moved upon the face of the deep waters. Or you could say, He was moving on the face of the deep. Amen. God said, let there be light. There was light. Young's literal translation said, and God said, light be, light is. Praise God. Now, tonight, with the help of the Holy Spirit and a whole lot of grace, amen, I want to introduce you to the Spirit of power. Power Himself. Glory to God. He was moving on the face of the deep waters. He was moving. You know something? He's always moving. This is the Holy Ghost in glory. This is the Holy Ghost in fire. Holy Ghost power. Moving on the face of the deep. And God said, light be, light was. That's not talking about sunlight. No. You come down. Verse 15, God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. And He made the stars also, and God set them in the firmament. And at the 18th verse, to rule over the day and over the night and divide light from darkness, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. This was the first day. This was the first second. Now, in 24 hours, I kept checking and checking different resources for this, and I finally got a source where it's really, really accurate. At the end of the first 24 hours, there was 16,094,764,800 miles of universe in one little 24-hour period. And it's been expanding at the same rate ever since. Glory to God. And it is almost unfathomable what's out there. From one statement, light be. Over 16 billion miles in 24 hours. That's the God that's planning your life. This week, We will be, like I said, with God's help, developing a God inside me now consciousness. Renewing the mind to become God inside minded. Most Christian people are not. People agree that He's in there, and they agree that all the things that I've just said, but still, the awareness that He is in here. He really is in here. He really, 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 it's that same God, and He's really, really in here. Hallelujah. My goodness, with somebody like that living on the inside of your body, 120 years is a snap. Without Him, forget it. But we're not without Him. But it's time to develop that He's in here. Oh, we're going to see some scriptures that just, oh my goodness, just thrill you through and through. Glory to God. Now then, let's look in the 14th chapter of John's Gospel. John chapter 14, and look at the 16th verse. I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. 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 This same God. Forever. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning, the end, the high and the low. Forever. It has absolutely nothing to do with how you or I feel about it one way or another. He said, I'm here forever. Glory to God. And now look at this, that even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth Him not. They can't see Him. Neither knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells with you and He shall be in you. Now this to our born again Christian Holy Spirit ears, this is rather common. But to them, it was unheard of. He's in me? He just got through saying, right here in this chapter, in the 10th verse, believeth thou not that I'm in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells within me, He does the works. The Father that dwells within me, He's the one that's doing the works. The Father that dwells within me, He does the works. And then He turned right around and said something even more startling than that. In verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. This was startling information. Now, there's been a lot of discussion and talk about that. I want to show you from the book of Ephesians what the Holy Spirit has to say about the greater works. Would you like to see that? In Ephesians chapter 3, beginning with the 14th verse, for this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of whom? Of the Father, the whole family, excuse me, in heaven and earth is named. That He would grant you according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. All right, I believe I received that. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, don't go any further than that till you settle that. Rooted and grounded in love. Because faith worketh by love. And if you're not rooted and grounded in love, then Christ may be dwelling in your heart, but the faith isn't working. Amen. But if Christ is dwelling in your heart by faith and you're rooted and grounded in love, then you're able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, what is the length, what is the depth, and what is the height, and to know intimately, that word there is gnosko, the love of Christ. The love of Christ. That's God. So now, we're getting somewhere here now. To be able, oh, glory to God, to be able to comprehend, have working knowledge with all the saints, the breadth, the length, the depth, the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. Why? That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Fullness. Say fullness.
Fullness.
Filled with all the fullness of God. God inside minded to the full. To the full. Full. Filled with God. Not just having had an experience, but God inside consciousness. Hallelujah. Exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the dynamis that worketh in us. Folks, it's coming. There are signs and wonders and miracles coming that this planet hasn't seen in fullness before. It has never seen them. Jesus started it, and we're at the finish. It's coming. Greater miracles than what happened, praise God, when Moses stood in front of Pharaoh. I can't ask or think that. Amen. And some great marvelous thing happens. Well, after it's happened, I can ask or think that. So it's going to continue to increase and continue to increase and continue to increase. And I want you to know, those of us that will let and allow God to develop this on the inside of us and come to a place where we have a God inside me right now, consciousness, He is in me, He is walking in me, He is operating inside me, He's working through me, He's working in and out and in and out and out and in and around. Hallelujah! And stop limiting the God of glory. Hallelujah. I'm excited about it, as you can tell. Because I tell you, I believe with every fiber of my being that we are so close. We are so close. Hey, come on. We're not waiting on God. He's been waiting on us all this time to finally get with the program. Amen. Hallelujah. So, now, what will that do? Verse 21. Unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. So be it. It's not all that often that the great apostle puts a so be it at the end of a statement. But he said this And that's, I tell you, that's huge. That is just absolutely huge. And he said, it will be.
My name is Ira Watson, and this is my wife, Angela Watson, and she has a story to tell.
Yes, I had my annual checkup in March, and then about a month after that, I started feeling itching in the palm of my hands. And I said, what's going on here? And then I started to lose weight, became extremely jaundiced. It was discovered that it was cancer. The doctor came in, sat to the left of me, and he said, the cancer is now in your pancreas and in your, and is also in your lymph nodes. Do not do Google searches. It's aggressive. I'm going to start, set up appointments with the team for you to start treatment. After I did 7.5 months of treatment, of daily chemo, 2,500 milligrams every day. In addition to that, I went to Baltimore for 1,000 milligrams of another kind of drug called Gemzar. For years, he told me about the lessons he learned while he was with KCM Ministry about asking, speaking, and asking God for whatever it is we wish. So that's what I started to do, ask God for healing. And what I did to protect myself during the time of treatment, I got Kenneth Copeland's CD. We got Healing Scripture CD. I also got Dodie Austin's book. Then while I was doing treatment, to my surprise, one day the mailman came to the house and I dropped off a box. And then I said, I wonder if he went and ordered something on Amazon. And then when I opened it, it was the entire healing series from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And it said, and I looked, the invoice said zero. So I got it. It was mailed to us by KCM.
Those books and CDs that Kenneth sent us really helped to just encourage us in the Word, to encourage her in the Word, and help the healing process, mm-hmm. I believe, to go forward. So I know that, you know, when Ken's ministry is almost like him standing there, you know, talking to her directly, but it's actually God, because it's God's Word mm-hmm. that Ken uses. And so that's one of the reasons why I believe she came through so successfully.
And then last year, I learned a lot from the healing series, because you have to use your mouth to bring things into being. Mm-hmm. I did not know that mm-hmm. before. I was taking this medicine, I'm going to take this poison. But then words matter. So I then started to change my words and started to call it healing medicine, because the Bible says, what you speak, you get.
Jesus said, only the sick need a physician. So Jesus acknowledged himself the importance of medical doctors. There is a balance between the physical doctors that are out there. They have a job to do, and I believe they're also doing God's work, right? Whether they realize that or not. And also, on the spiritual part, God himself is the ultimate healer. And of course, all the scriptures that we know about healing.
I started treatment September 6, 2016. April 4, 2017 was when I got the clean bill of health. So July of this year, I made my entrance into my fourth year. And the beauty about this, I'm not on any medication. Since April 4, 2017, when I got the clean bill of health, and I've been off all meds. And each time I go, my report keeps reading, thyroid normal, heart normal, bones normal, no disease in the chest, liver, abdomen, pelvis, adrenals, spleen, bladder, normal. Bottom line, no new, no progressive, no metastatic disease found. Mm-hmm. And it's only the grace of God.
Well, we serve a supernatural God. Mm-hmm. And because of that, we can expect supernatural things to happen in our lives. I mean, literally, nothing is more important than the Word of God. And it was God and only God that brought her through, that sustains all of us, that even gives us all our next breath. I'm definitely going to do a lot of giving to the ministry because of what the ministry has given to me. Just a lifetime of knowledge that has really sustained me all these years. And I just love and appreciate Ken and Gloria so much for what I've learned.
It's time to get out of the house and experience the power of together. August 3rd through August 8th for our 40th Southwest Believers Convention. And this year, for the first time ever, we welcome Pastor Bill Johnson to the stage. Prepare your spirit during these 6 faith-building days with 7 powerful speakers. Because we take your health and safety very seriously, we'll be social distancing. Join us in Fort Worth, Texas for our 40th Southwest Believers Convention, August 3rd through the 8th. Together is the most powerful place to be.
This whole event is about getting to know Jesus and growing in faith and in His Word. And there are services that are introducing people to Jesus and giving them an opportunity to make a major life change. And some of you watching this may have been in one of those services. But today, if you want to meet Jesus, if you want to know Him as your Savior, know Him as your healer, know Him as your Lord, then just pray this prayer with me. Say this out loud. Father in heaven, I come to You in Jesus' name. I believe in my heart that You raised Jesus from the dead. I confess with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord. I repent of all my sin. I ask You to cleanse me. I receive Your forgiveness. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Take my life, Lord Jesus. Do something with it and fill me with Your Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me today and you believed it in your heart, you are saved. That's what the Bible says. You're born again. That means today is the first day of the rest of your life. And Jesus tells us in the Word that all of heaven rejoices when one comes home. So you need to know that heaven rejoices right now because you've come home. And everybody here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries gets excited about it too. We want to hear from you because we've got a free salvation package that we want to send to you. It's a book called He Did It All For You, written by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And along with this book, we're going to send you a couple of little brochures just to help you learn how to begin to read, how to study your Bible, because your Bible is God speaking to you. Again, this is free. We want to send it to you. All you need to do is request it today at kcm.org. Now, let me remind you, put Healing School on your calendar because it's this Saturday morning, August 8th. You can be there in person or you can watch online. For more information about this service, go to kcm.org. Thanks so much for watching today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.